Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today, live. As a nation, we are praying for, and our focus, of course, is on the Florida Peninsula and states in the path of this destructive storm, the Hurricane Irma. We'll talk a little bit about that. We've scheduled today to talk about words and the power of words, and I think we can merge these two very important topics today in a very healthy way. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. We have a very encouraging half hour ahead, so stay tuned.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in toasty Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Parents, you know that your words can lift up or tear down your kids, right? If you need help with your words, Dr. Randy is here for you live. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional with your words and for your kids, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center live today. And our prayers are being extended to all in the path of this devastating storm, those that have already received it and it's passed, and those now targeted, especially in Florida, and then going up into the Panhandle, and then potentially Alabama and Georgia and Tennessee. Many listening, perhaps even right now, to Intentional Living. We want you to know we're praying for you, that God will protect you and your family, your pets, your property. But in addition to all of that, that you'll find your confidence in Him. So we're praying for you during this time. You know, I was sitting in my office before I came down the studio today, and I was thinking about all the unrest we have in the world. We heard this earthquake, 8.1 earthquake down in southern Mexico today. Many, many people who've lost their lives there. We've seen the destructiveness and the path of these storms that have hit Houston and the Texas coast and now Florida. Even right here in the homeland, we see the unrest around the world. I don't want to focus on some of the things we have no control over, but I do know this, and I believe more than ever, that our peace and our hope comes through trusting in Christ and then choosing every day to live intentionally in Christ, stretching in a way that we get peace every day and we have purpose for a lifetime, living intentionally in Him. Today, we're talking about the power of words, the power of words. You know, the Bible says that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver. Maybe you grew up in a home where you received very little or few words that ever built you up, or you can't remember, even if they were spoken, they're not a part of your memory bank today. We know that the Bible is clear that a word, it says in James, can even be like a tiny spark that can set a great forest on fire, and that the tongue is a flame of fire. And I'll tell you what I'd like to hear. I would like to illustrate for parents who are listening today, who maybe did not receive those kinds of encouraging words when they were growing up, and need to have an illustration on what kinds of words really positively make a difference. And if you can call and you can think about a time when a parent or a grandparent or someone close in your family shared a word or a phrase that built you up, that encouraged you, and it's even a childhood memory today. Maybe it was during a time of crisis. We're thinking about the crisis in, with this storm hitting the homeland over the weekend. Comforting words. What do you say to your children? How do you build them up? Maybe you can remember a time that your parents or grandparents or someone that you really love spoke into your life, encouraged you, provided a sense of peace and hope in your life or direction. Thinking back, I know some of you are thinking right now that word, that phrase. We were talking as a team here before I came in the studio. I was fortunate to grow up in a home where I heard much encouragement, especially from my dad. My dad was one who encouraged. He would say, "I'm proud of you." He also always offered advice. He always had advice. I inherited that. Drives my kids nuts. Even though they're adults, you always have advice. I have to throttle that at times. But words of encouragement. Words that really built you up. Can you think of a phrase or a time? give me a call. 888-888-1717. We have much in the way of words of encouragement for those in the path of Hurricane Irma today. The encouragement is we're praying for you, and as a nation, we're concerned for you. We're all in this together, even though we may not be directly in the path. However, some of our staff right now are in the path. We have staff in Florida right now in the path of this storm. And equipment and radio stations, of course, all of our partnering radio stations that are on the air. We're praying for you, men and women, that your equipment, your lives will be safe. And what an opportunity to minister in the days ahead. I just wrote a note to the staff here and said, in the days ahead, people tuning into Christian radio looking for some hope and encouragement. But what an opportunity for Christian stations to do that. Glad to be a part of it. All right, let's. We got calls coming in. We're going to get to them in a moment. Encouraging words, something that was said to you maybe once, maybe many times. Who was it? What was said? What difference positively did it make in your life? 888-888-1717.
Today I'm intentionally going to seek God before I say anything to anybody, because sometimes we speak out of just anger and just necessity instead of seeking God first, and that's what I'm going to intentionally do today. I'm a new listener, and I'm loving every day of it.
Hello, my intentional daily living program consists of always trying to be in tune to my mouth and what I say and how it will affect other people, to try to make sure that my words are chosen carefully. And it's just by the grace of God, through living every day with that in focus, that I can do that. It's not my words, but it's the words of Christ that come through my mouth, and I'm so thankful that that has been brought to my attention, and I hope that that shows in my daily life. My name is Kathy, and I love your radio station.
Well, we're glad to be here. You know, our lines have been busy, people calling, but so far people are saying, hey, I got some negative stuff. You know, a parent or grandparent saying, you're not going to be worth anything, or you're not going to measure up, or how come this or that. I think we tend to gravitate, in fact, I know this, we tend to gravitate on the things that are negative. Remember when you would get the test results back from a class and maybe even got a decent grade, you got a, you know, a B plus or a B, you'd always go down the list and find out the one thing that was wrong that had a big red mark on it? We tend to focus on those things. We were talking about job performance reviews. You're in a business and you do performance reviews with your employees, or maybe you're an employee, been reviewed, and you get a, you know, an AAA and then a C, you know, and the C is kind of like you need to work on something. Well, the AAA we forget, and then the C is all we remember. And I think that happens to us. And we could go negative here, and I don't want to do that, because I think we all can probably think of, and I don't want us to go into those thoughts, because they're there. But there must be. Many times you think, you know, hey, I had a parent or grandparent that spoke into my life. Here's what they said. Here's how they said it. Here's the positive difference it made in my life. 888-888-1717. I think there are four questions you need to ask before you speak. Parents, before you speak to your kids, I know in the midst of the storm of the challenge of the moment with your kids, and you're right in the middle of it. We've all said dumb things as parents. I mean, and we need to apologize. And as I've often said, you got to say seven positive things to offset the one really dumb thing that you said. In that case, some of us would be talking a lot to try to make up for it, right? But there are four things that I think are critical that we need to ask before we speak. And we'll get to those in just in a minute or two. Again, when you think about the positive things when people speak into your life, I'm thinking right now with this storm coming to Florida. You know, parents, maybe you're listening and you got the news on and you hear about this, or you hear about what's going on overseas, you hear about what's happening in North Korea, you hear about the earthquakes, you hear all of the challenges. How do you speak comfort into your kids' lives? Your words matter. They're powerful. And speaking the truth, As a Christian, speaking of comfort, peace, and our assurance in Christ, is so desperately needed. But there are four questions I think you need to ask before you speak as a parent, and I'll get to those in a moment. But come and tell me something your parents said, or grandparents, or someone in your life that really spoke into your life. 888-888-1717.
My wife would want to communicate with me or argue with me or anything. I would just clam up, not say nothing, absorb what she would say, and wouldn't react at all. Try to just let the problem or the issue go away and just be quiet.
I try to live by the motto, a word is dead until it is said, then it lives forever. So I try to think about the words I want to live forever before I say them.
My son is just listening with me on your program, and he said, I heard this somewhere, it says, never fire off the mouth until the brain is fully loaded.
Yeah, I one of the lessons I teach is on ready, fire, aim. That's what we so often do, right? Or sometimes we just do fire, ready, aim. We just fire off first without even thinking about aiming our words in a way that would make a difference and really be impactful positively. All right, talking about the power of words, 888-888-1717. Chris is in Texas. Chris, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What have you learned about words?
Well, you know, as a man of God, I try to do the best that I can to be intentional about encouraging my son and building up his spirit and stuff like that. But in the next breath, here I am trying to belittle him and tearing down and stuff like that as well,
yeah.
Dr. Randy.
Did you grow up with that?
To be honest with you, I really don't believe I did. My dad was never hardly in my life. He was in and out of prison most of my life and stuff like that. So I really don't have a lot of recollection of that.
So you didn't really have anyone, or did you have anyone really speaking into your life in a positive way?
I didn't until I became known the Lord as my Savior. Then I started going to a specific church, and there was a man there that kind of spoke into my life, and from that moment on, that's the only really kind of positive things. I had family members and stuff that loved on me and stuff like that, but to really speak positive, encouraging words, I don't think I did.
How do you feel after you speak to your son something that you say is belittling to him? What's going on after that occurs? What are you feeling?
Oh, Lord, praise God. That's kind of hard to talk about because I feel like a piece of junk afterwards, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? And then I know, kind of feel like he feels if I belittle him, then here I am. I feel the same way about him. And I'm trying to do the best I can to get away from that.
Well, Chris, listen, the good news, my friend, is you're aware of it. That's half of the battle in any self-control issue. We're trying to get self-control, which is a fruit of the Spirit. We're trying to get self-control. To be aware of it. It's the people who don't care or have no awareness that are the most difficult. A couple of real practical things that may be helpful for you, Chris. One is putting some strategy in place that before you speak, you do the little count to 10 formula. In other words, before I speak to my son, I'm going to take control of not saying anything. I'd rather say nothing than to say the wrong thing. Because there's a space. I think sometimes if we put just a little bit of space between my immediate emotion and my thought and my behavior, it's in that little space that some really powerful things can happen. Because you're going to pray, you're going to think about it, you're going to be intentional in taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ and every word out of obedience to Christ before you speak. Secondly, is taking the responsibility that when you do say something that was belittling or inappropriate, this will be helpful to you to take the responsibility to go to your son and say, son, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Pray for me as I'm working on my own words and how I respond. But I want you to know I'm sorry and ask for forgiveness. Will you forgive me? And that doesn't take away your position as a parent. It strengthens you in the eyes of your son. And it also is going to be, hey, I don't want to be doing this all the time. I'm going to be more aware and more in control before I speak. Are those some things that you can do, Chris?
That is definitely some things I can do. I have been asking when I do realize that I've done that, I do ask him and go to him and tell him that I was wrong as a dad, that I should not do that. and that I do ask for his forgiveness. So that is definitely something that I am willing to do and that I am looking forward and being more intentional into doing, Dr.
All right. And listen, don't beat yourself up. You're a parent. You're just aware of this, that this is something you want to correct, you want to take care of. And with God's power, hey, listen, you know, the scripture says in Galatians that one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And when we intentionally learn to control ourselves, there are strategies we can put into place. Sometimes they're simple, different ones for different people. But whatever it takes to learn to take control of your words before you speak them, very powerful. We'll be praying for you, Chris. Thank you, my friend. Okay, let me get Frank. Is it Frank or Franca from California?
Franca,
welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you for having such a beautiful blessing of a program.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your call from California today.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of fires going on. Are you
There's a lot going on in the world all
together. Absolutely.
Together.
In fact, here in Tucson, I noticed we got a real haze over Tucson, and they were telling us in the weather here that it's from the storms here in the west. And so, boy, there's a lot to be praying about for sure.
There is. Amen. There is a lot of praying. It's a good time to be praying right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what do you think about words? What words encouraged you when you were younger?
Well, I have to say two things immediately came to my mind when you asked that. One of the best things that my mom ever shared with me was she would say to me, crying is a sign of strength. And I just really, I understand that even on a deeper level now. As an adult, I share it with my clients regularly. I do body work. And when somebody cries, that's a sign that they're opening up and they're vulnerable. And being vulnerable is not always an easy thing to do.
No, it isn't.
And so it's just beautiful to be able to really, truly believe and understand that crying is a sign of strength. Mm. It's a gift when we can cry and just unfold and unravel.
It really is to be able to. And many people struggle with that, Frank. And instead of hearing the words of, hey, crying can be a strength, many kids, especially boys, crying is a weakness.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we're taught a lot of the times, but it's really not true, in my opinion.
Yeah, we stuff stuff. I call it emotional ooze. We tend to stuff stuff, and then it just comes out like a garbage can that's overstuffed, and it oozes out, and all of a sudden, I had that experience, Frank. I shared that I didn't grow up where there was a lot of emotion. I mean, our family was loving, but it wasn't an emotional family. And my wife really never saw me cry until my dad died in 1993. And that was a pretty overpowering experience for me to feel almost out of control. Like, wow, where'd this come from? And, but at the same time, it's healthy because if you don't, you're just stuffing this stuff and it creates physical and emotional and spiritual challenges in our life.
Yes, it's true. I'm really beautiful that you were able to let those tears out when your father passed. I'm happy for you.
Very powerful. Well, Frank, I'm glad you're listening today.
Yes, and my father said to me, always think before you speak, and that was the other powerful thing.
Yes, it is.
Those two things are with me. So thank you so much, Dr. Randy. God bless you.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate your call.
Thanks for being doing what you're doing and sharing your love with the world.
Thank you. God bless you. In fact, that not only think before you speak, but it's kind of like the little saying that for carpenters, measure twice, cut once. It's not the first thought. I always tell people it's your second thought that you better – that's the one you want to focus on because the first thought usually gets us into trouble. So think twice and speak once. It might even be a better idea.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Learning to be intentional will help you to live intentionally, which will have a profound influence on your life and even those around you. When you become a monthly member, Dr. Randy's teachings will help you to be a more intentional parent, a more intentional spouse, and you'll get a better understanding of what God wants to do in your life. Join today, and as a monthly member, you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the Intentional Living Wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. This being a program for parents, I'd like to direct your attention to our website and check out Randy's Intentionals for Parents. You'll find some great principles, about 10 of them. Imagine that. And some scripture to help you be an intentional parent. So swing on by at theintentionallife.com/intentionals and scroll down to page 2. Dr. Randy.
Thank you much. By the way, time's running quickly here. I promised to share 4 questions. Some of you remembered I said that.
Right.
4 questions that you need to ask before you speak. Number 1 is, what is it that needs to be said? Now, that seems pretty obvious, but what is it that needs to be said? When you're in the midst of parenting, what is it that really needs to be communicated here? What am I really needing to say? Not what I want to say, necessarily. Or what I'm feeling I just got to get out, but what is it that needs to be said? Number 2 is, how should I say it? Be very intentional and focused on how it is to be said. Sometimes that's a timing issue, which is next. When should I say it? Number 3, your timing is critical, and what you say and how you say it makes a big difference. So what needs to be said, how should I say it, and when should I say it? And then number 4, will my words be understood and received well? Remember, when we communicate, our words are often misunderstood. You know, I tell people in my conferences, and I teach the staff here, that I live by my intentions. I judge myself by my intentions. My intentions were good. What I said was good. That was my intention. You judge me by my words. I can't tell you the number of times people have emailed, gone on Facebook, or, you know, come after me after I've said something on the air, totally misunderstood what I was trying to say, because my intention was good. But what was heard was, well, wasn't so good. And this happens in the intimacy of our marriage and parenting every day. So, and it's imperfect. We're always going to make mistakes. That's why it's important when you communicate to make sure that what you're saying is understood. Did you understand what I said? Can you say it back to me? In a relationship with your, especially your teenagers and so on, and your younger people in your family, can be very powerful. 4 questions to ask before you speak. Okay, let me see. I got a couple minutes. Let's get Tanya on the line in Michigan today. Tanya, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What is it? It says here you have 7 grandkids.
I have 7 grandkids, yes.
Good for you.
And 4 of them they've had a lot of things happen in their life. And so what I do for them is build them up by being very intentional about telling them how God created them.
Good.
He created them to be empathetic or patient or creative or kind or caring. So I always try to build up their character so that they know who they are in the Lord.
Mm.
And I know it makes a difference for them because they will ask me, tell me about who you think I am. And I just think, you know, that's just a great way to build them up, because really it doesn't matter what the world says. They need to know that they are God's children.
And you know what, Tanya? The world is not out there thinking about how to build up your grandchildren.
Nope.
And
nope.
If you don't do it, sounds like maybe even some of the people in their direct lives aren't doing it either.
Right.
And
yep.
So and you may be one of few or only that speaks into their life that way. And what a gift that is.
That's what I try to do. Instead of talking about their physical attributes or whatever, that just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's who God created them to be, and that's where I want them to have their grounding no matter what happens in their life.
Powerful.
It's who God created them to be. So
very powerful, Tanya.
Thank you for your program, for helping me to know to do that.
Well, stay at it. That's being very intentional. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Tanya in Michigan. Going to be there soon. I got our upcoming marriage night, our date nights, we call them the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, starting in Michigan on October 13th, and then we're going to be all around the country, we meaning my wife and I. I'll be telling you about that in a moment, where you can plug in, because we're going to have a good time. And remember, continue to pray for our friends in the path of Hurricane Irma. What a devastating storm this could turn out to be, already has, and will be potentially in the peninsula of Florida and up the coast there. Praying for you guys and praying for all our stations and listeners that God will protect you during this.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and my one thing, I'm going to encourage my husband every day instead of being critical.
My name is Dan, and my one thing is to parent up and power down, to be more focused and diligent towards our kids and raising a God-fearing family.
My name is Nicole, and my one thing is to not yell at anybody.
My name is Melinda, and my one thing is to pray for my husband every day to only hear the voice of God.
And my name is Warner, and my specific one thing is to have dinner with my wife with no TV.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Very good. Hey, listen, a couple things real quickly. I mentioned that we're beginning the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. I'm going to be teaching the 10 love habits, and I'm going to take this intentional living that could be a whole weekend conference, and I'm going to boil this thing down. So in our date night, I'm going to give you the basics of a powerful, powerful way to make decisions, to love each other, and to move forward in your life, is to be intentional. When I'm intentional, my life is better. When I'm not so much. And when I practice what I preach, I've seen that it works. When I don't, it doesn't. Bottom line. And Michigan, we're going to be in Midland, October 13th, Friday night. Jackson, Sunday, October 15th. Albuquerque, October 27th. In Glendale and Chandler in the Phoenix area, November 3 in Glendale. That's a Friday night, Sunday night in Chandler, the 5th, and then Tucson on the 10th of October, or November, rather, November. All the information's available. Some of them are filling up real quickly here. So check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Thanks for those of you also joining in membership. When you do, we got a couple of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, autographed, coming your way, thanking you for joining us in monthly support. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Everything is there for you, okay? Achieving your goals. How should we do that? It's something we want to do, but seldom do. Achieving your goals. That's what we're coming up with starting on Monday. We'll see you then from the Intentional Living Center. God bless.